the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm
is excused. Well, should have the. She did ask to be excused.
She called. Did call me. And I believe, did she call you, Mayor?
Yeah.
She did call me, yes. So I would ask if she'd be excused.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skaransky.
He said he was on his way or coming, so should be here any moment. I guess on the, is there a motion to excuse Alderman Wilhelm? Some will.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
Three ayes. No noes. One abstention.
I thought we were waiting on a policy.
Please rise and join.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The motion does not pass because of a lack of a quorum.
We take it up later.
Okay.
The abstention does not count towards quorum.
And I'm going to turn off my cell phone. I would ask everyone else to turn theirs off if possible. These things still make noise after you turn them off. First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yeah, I'm losing my voice. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to the regular meeting of September 6, 2011. Any questions, additions, deletions?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
As amended.
As it's been seconded.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, four ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Public hearing relating to proposed industrial development revenue bond financing to benefit Steel Solutions Properties LLC project. City attorney, or do we have
Applicant is here as well as counsel for the applicant. And
the clerk says she does not have the public hearing on.
I did not participate in the preparation of this item, other than to note that it is not in any way, shape, or form an indebtedness of the city, as with all.
Why don't we do this while the city clerk is going for a copy of that?
Yes. I have a draft copy.
You do.
It was the one that was published. It just wasn't included in the
we'll just take some time away. Why don't we just move down to item G1. I'm sorry, item 2, request for Franklin Trails Committee for approval to proceed with Safe Routes to School mini grant application.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Solomon.
The only problem I have with this is that we are going to have to indicate that there's nothing in the budget if it's a 50-50 match grant or a 30% match grant, whatever those numbers are. So if it's 100%, that's fine. But if we have to go and borrow money for this, it will really,
Okay, there's a motion to approve. Is there a second? It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, four ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. I think the next one's probably going to take a little bit of time. Item 4, resolution awarding contracts to lowest responsible bidders for the Republic construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Public Sanitary Sewer Facility Project WIT. Contracts, super excavators in the amount of $5,435,671. Contract Super Excavators Inc. in the amount of $3,338,775. contract, Tomasini Contractors in the amount of $5,374,692, and contract Globe Contractors in the amount of $4,797,210. And before we, there's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
They moved and seconded. Under discussion, I'm first. Those are some very large numbers, and I wanted to read them into the record, but I also wanted to, as you all know, this arrangement is that it's with MMSD, and MMSD will be picking up the entire cost of this project at a later date. Ms. City Attorney?
Only that there's an amended draft which contains a little bit of a change to the finally resolved. I circled it on the copies before the council members, and it simply adds the Department of Natural Resources water quality certification permit to that particular condition in conjunction with the Army Corps of Engineers filling permit. That was reviewed this afternoon with Council for and engineering staff of MMSD and approved in writing.
Okay. The finance director is here, and Mr. Epperly from Rupert Milkey is here. Contracts combined, if I understand this correctly, are about $10 to $11 million under what was the potential for the project. So the bids were very, very favorable to both the city and to the MMSD.
Correct, Your Honor. With the bids that came in and the subsequent revised numbers for the Clean Water Fund, the project actually is now $15 million under the previous budget.
The reason I guess I asked that is there were quite a few individuals, both in the city, outside the city, some at the county level, that argued that this is a project that maybe could be put off for a later date. By doing it right now, because of the construction costs and labor and the wantingness of contractors to buy for this project, this probably was the best time ever to go for a project like this.
Correct. We had over 50 and 60 bidders on this project.
Wow.
Total, with all the pieces and parts of it, it was probably one of the most actively bid projects in the 32 years I've been doing this. And we've got three very good contractors on four contracts. We wholeheartedly endorse the city's action on this thing tonight, should you decide to move forward.
Well, I guess I would also congratulate and thank the Common Council members for their diligence in moving forward on this project and for moving forward at a time when it was very difficult. Actions of the council members have been extremely courageous, and I think you've been rewarded by a contract that is almost $15 million less than what was predicted. Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You did it for me, but I wanted to get the budget number on the record so that we document the segment of life. I went to the store and bought this dress, and I saved $20. No, you didn't, but I wanted to get the reduction in the price on the record. So we've done that, so thank you.
Alderman Solomon?
I just have a question for the city attorney in regards to the motion that's on the floor. Do we need to include the contract numbers as the motion for the council action requested states?
I understand the motion to be a motion to adopt a resolution awarding contracts to the lowest responsible bidders for the public construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Public Sanitary Sewer Facility Project, to wit, contract C02006-C01, Super Excavators, Inc., in the amount of $5,435,671. Contract C02006-C02, Super Excavators, Inc., in the amount of $3,338,775. Contract C02006-C03, D.F. Tomasini Contractors, Inc., in the amount of $5,374,692. And contract C02006-C04, Globe Contractors, Inc., in the amount of $4,797,210 in the form and content as presented to the Common Council at this meeting.
Is that your motion, Alderman Taylor?
That was my motion.
That is my second.
And that's your second? Okay. Any further discussion? I do have one last piece on this, and that's that there's also been a misconception out there that somehow MMSD was going to approve this plan or had this on the agenda to be approved 5 years from now. That is not the case. That might be the position of the executive director of MMSD, but the commission, MMSD commission, has never voted ever to approve a plan. So if this plan didn't move forward at this time, we probably had a likelihood of not moving forward. So again, I congratulate the Common Council members, and I also applaud you for your courage in a time of tight fiscal times. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 4 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Now I'll turn back to hearings, public hearing relating to proposed industrial development investment bond financing to benefit Steel Solutions Properties. Madam Clerk, please read the public notice.
City of Franklin will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, September 20th, 2011 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, regarding the proposed issuance of City of Franklin, Wisconsin Industrial Development Revenue Bonds, Series 2011 Steel Solution Properties LLC Project, in an aggregate amount not to exceed $5,400,000, pursuant to Section 66.1103 of the Wisconsin statutes, to finance a project on behalf of Steel Solutions Properties LLC, a Wisconsin limited liability company.
Mr. Patterson, do you have anything to add before I open this up for public hearing?
The project consists of financing the construction of an approximately 34,000 square foot addition to an existing approximately 41,000 square foot facility located at 9909 South 57th Street in the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, which is used by Steel Solutions Incorporated, a Wisconsin corporation, to manufacture custom structural steel platforms and structures. Number two, acquisition and installation of equipment at the facility. Number three, refunding of existing debt issued to finance the construction of the facility. And four, payment of certain costs of issuance, collectively phase one, and the possible construction of a second-story office addition to the facility, acquisition and installation of equipment at the facility, and payment of certain costs of issuance, phase two. The bonds will be special limited obligations of the city and will not constitute an indebtedness of the city within the meaning of any state constitutional provision or statutory limitation or a charge against its general credit or taxing powers. At the hearing, all persons will be afforded a reasonable opportunity to express their views, both orally and in writing, on the proposed bonds and the location and nature of the project proposed to be financed.
All right, I'm going to open this up for public hearing, but I'm first going to take testimony from presenters. Mr. Patterson, do you have a couple people you'd like to introduce?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We have the representing the bond council and speaking to the public hearing would be Linda Templin of White Hirschbeck, and representing Steel Solutions is Mike Thielen.
Welcome. It's nice to see you again. And by the way, there was a great piece on Channel 4 tonight about Steel Solutions. So, yeah. I was just telling my wife what a nifty company that is, and the things that you make over there and how you make them. So it's, we're very, very happy that you're in Franklin.
Nifty. How old are you?
I'm an old guy.
Good evening. Yeah, I apologize for my voice. I have laryngitis. Mayor was losing his voice. I don't know. We've been through this drill before. The federal law requires that we hold a public hearing, giving electors an opportunity to speak to whether the city should act as a conduit issuer for these bonds. as both your city attorney and your city's bond council have indicated, these are conduit bonds. They are not a liability of the city. You do not levy a tax. You simply aid this borrower in realizing a lower interest rate on the bonds. The project description has been read to you. All documents have been prepared with the exception of minor modifications which may occur prior to closing and which will be vetted by your bond council. They approved the resolution in its final form. And so if you have questions of me, God love you, I'll try to talk. And Mike can answer specific projects about the company and the project.
Alderman Olson.
No question, just Mike, thanks for growing your business in a challenging economic time. And we welcomed you, 10 years ago, at least. But congratulations, good job.
Yeah, excellent. Any other comments, Alderman?
Well, I was going to thank Mr. Thielen also for not only staying in Franklin, but expanding in Franklin and being patient with us. I know there's been some frustrations. And, you know, I apologize on behalf of the city for anything that's kind of taken longer than it should. And but we're glad to have you and glad you're expanding here in the city.
Willie Schmidt.
Also glad to have your business see it growing here in Franklin. Obviously, in these times, it's good to see more economic growth. And I think it'll help other businesses see the light also. Appreciate it.
Okay. Anything further before I take testimony? If not, is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing related to the proposed industrial development revenue bonds financing for Steel Solutions? Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding this issue? Is there anyone from the public wishing to be heard regarding Steel Solutions properties and the proposed industrial development revenue bond financing? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing, and we can take up item G1. Alderman Taylor.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution authorizing the sale of the issuance of not to exceed $5.4 million in industrial development revenue bond financing event for the Steel Solutions Properties LLC project.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, four ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Well, at least we do something. Thanks again for your business and for being here. Okay. Item 3, a resolution to replace civil service system manual of personnel rules for the civil service system personnel administration program, including but not limited to changes to expand its application to all employees eligible for Wisconsin statutes to satisfy legal requirements of Wisconsin's Acts 10 and 32 to revise disciplinary and disciplinary grievance procedures to eliminate the just cause standard to establish a process to review of workplace safety concerns. Mr. Goldberg.
This item was carried forward from your last meeting. Personnel committee had a chance to look at it again yesterday. Relative to the extra 12 points that had been added from their prior recommendation to you that I incorporated, they last night reaffirmed that all 12 of those were things that they agreed to. And there were 4 points that Mr. John English, an AFSCME representative, asked the Common Council to consider, and I was asked at the last meeting to provide a response to those. Those are in your packet, including 3 attorney recommendations relative to the standard of just cause, and the personnel committee reaffirmed by a vote on each of them yesterday that the manner in which we've addressed them is appropriate for the city and recommends its approval as presented to you at the last meeting as in your packet today.
Move to approve as outlined on the council action sheet.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion. I have a couple items. I'll pass again. First of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Liberta, and the personnel committee for
taking the time and effort to get these all in place, given the short time frame that the state law had given all the municipalities. But I did want to make some things clear. And I think I've reiterated these over the last several months, but I'll do it again. At an ICC meeting that took place, we had, the attorney.
Nancy Perkey.
Nancy Perkey, who attended with all the mayors and village presidents were present. And she gave a presentation on the new laws, 10 and 32, and said what was in the law, what was not in the law. For police and fire, basically, as you all know, the law remains untouched. And the state legislature was very conscious when they made that decision. For all other employees covered by collective bargaining agreements, for those employees that are under collective bargaining agreements until the expiration of those collective bargaining agreements, such as the clerical employees under Teamsters, every provision, every protection, every clause is in place until such time as the contract terminates. Correct?
Correct.
And when would the, let's just go through this. As far as I know, dispatcher's contract has terminated.
It expired, yes.
Okay, so they come under, Act 10 and 32, which means that you have to have a grievance procedure in place by state law. You have to have safety rules in place, and you have to have a civil service system in place.
If you had a civil service system prior to the adoption of the act, then you have to retain it, yes.
So by passage of this tonight, you are, in essence, and the personnel committee is recommending to the Common Council a plan that comes into compliance with the actions of the state legislature.
Yes.
And the state legislature, when they made these decisions, did not ask for the input of any of the municipalities. And I'll take that because I sent, for your information, as the chairman of the ICC, I sent the governor and the state legislature a resolution that was passed by the mayors and village presidents advocating that none of our shared revenues or state aids be cut whatsoever. I got no response back from either the governor's office or from the state legislature. And the body that I was representing comprises about 1,200,000 people. So I think there's a lot of confusion on the part of employees in the city as to the actions that the city is taking versus actions the city is taking because the state has mandated that all municipalities take these steps. So that's correct, right?
Correct.
When are all the other contracts due, for the record?
Police, fire, and Teamsters expire at the end of 2012. And
so December 31st, 2012.
Correct.
When their contracts expire.
And at the end of this year, what we refer to as DPW, and then an inspection, which includes engineering technicians as well. Those expire at the end of this year.
Okay. I have a couple items on here, and it's actually, the reason I'm going through all of this is I was contemplating a possible veto, and I don't think that's necessary, but I want to get some things on the record. And that's that on page 48. And I was only contemplating a veto because I was waiting to see what other municipalities were going to do with this. It says the director of administration is responsible to prepare and to revise an equitable compensation plan, fixing a salary structure, such as but not limited to a minimum salary, salary range, single wage rate, or a wage schedule for each class of positions and a certified classified service, except those referenced in 3.1.2. Director of Administration shall submit each salary structure recommendations to the Common Council for approval. The salary structure shall be maintained annually in accordance with 3.3.32.
The reason I point that out is that for the non-represented employees, for the department heads, etc., there is and has been a salary structure in place. For all employees under collective bargaining, the salaries, the wages, the fringe benefits, all of that is determined by the level of, by what is negotiated at the bargaining table.
Correct.
Okay. What is going to change now is that because we only need to bargain on wages.
Specifically across the board increases, the actual structure, if you have a step and grade plan, a max min plan with merit in between, the actual structure of your pay plan is still at the discretion of the Common Council. It's only the across-the-board wage increase.
Okay.
That is.
Well, this is what I want to make clear, and hopefully people will listen, and that's that absent this language, absent the Common Council putting this type of language in place, for those employees that would not, that have their collective bargaining agreement ending, it's been terminated, there is no provision for any wages or salary. None. Zero. The employer can set whatever wage they want. And that's across the board in the 1,850 municipalities across the state. That action was put in place by the Wisconsin State Legislature. And every municipality is trying to deal with it. But I think there is a lot of confusion out there by employees that think that just because the world has been this way and this way and this way for all these years, it's going to remain that way. The employers, actually, the date that, and employers meaning municipal governments, the date that the collective bargaining agreement ends can set whatever wages they want. And they could set it based on comparables in the marketplace. And I think the employees really need to understand that. I don't know if their union reps have told them that or not, but they should ask their union reps about that. For some municipalities, and what I'm seeing what the personnel committee did here, is they tried to make sure that there was an umbrella, or I'm sorry, a net underneath all of the employees, whether they're bargaining unit or non-bargaining unit, and by moving this entire package forward, they have provided that net because they pretty much think that the employees of the city are pretty good employees. The Common Council and the Personnel Committee did not have to take these steps. And I'm going to tell you, in other municipalities across the state of Wisconsin, you're probably going to see that other municipalities are not going to take these types of steps. On page 49, compensation schedules, compensation of employees occupying certified positions shall be the basis of appropriate schedules, monthly salaries, or hourly rates. So the hourly rates that are contained in the collective bargaining agreements, for those that continue, those stay in place. For those that are not, the rates of pay will be probably recommended by the Director of Administration to the Personnel Committee, and the Personnel Committee will then recommend it to the Common Council.
Correct.
And those rates of pay can be whatever the Personnel Committee feels is justified.
They can look at each position and deal with the positions differently, but across the board adjustments need to be dealt with through the collective bargaining process.
So once the rate is established, how the percentage increase or decrease, it's conceivable you may see decreases in Wisconsin. That is all bargainable.
Yes, but the automatic provision that could cause a decrease by a reduction in the CPI, that was eliminated by the Budget Bill Act 32, where they did the cap it at zero, as you don't have to automatically go below zero if CPI reduces. That was a correction made in Act 32.
Okay. As far as page 50, compensation basis, full-time work, all full-time employees shall be compensated consistent with monthly salary or hourly rates. Those are rates that are yet to be established for those individuals whose bargaining contracts may terminate. But in here, by passage of this, I guess what I'm saying is absent passage of this, there would be no language, there would be no net in place. You have a salary ordinance, employee fringe benefits.
while this is very hard for people to believe and employees to understand, that if you do not have this language in place and the Common Council does not vote for this, things like employee fringe benefits are not a given anymore. By action of tonight, and there's already a motion on the floor to approve this, this would guarantee those employees covered by collective bargaining agreements who have their collective bargaining agreements expire will continue to have fringe benefits, probably similar or identical in nature to non-reps.
Yes, relative to the wages, I just want to clarify that this is the first step of two. This sets up the enabling administrative policy so that we can then adopt the actual compensation structure or pay plan major, just like you have for the non-reps and just as is currently built into contracts. So this enables that, and that's something that the Personnel Committee will work on between now and the end of the year for your approval prior to the expiration of two additional contracts.
Okay. I haven't looked at the collective bargaining agreements in a long time, but in detail. But I'm guessing most collective bargaining agreements, when it comes to the subject of overtime, is probably over eight in a day.
Yeah.
Is that accredited, or is that based on hours worked, or
no,
hours paid?
It's hours paid, eight in a day, four in a day.
Okay. And again, for collective bargaining agreements, that is something that has been negotiated, but at the termination of those contracts, that provision in their contract also goes away. What would be in place would be the Fair Labor Standards Act, which would mean that employees would be paid after 40 hours worked in a week.
Correct.
Which is a substantial change in the direction. The language that the Personnel Committee is suggesting puts a net and tries to put some substance in place so that employees are not just left in the dark or in the loop. While this council is moving approval of this, I guarantee you that there is going to be other councils and other municipalities that may not be as benevolent as the council is tonight.
Particularly in that overtime area. I'm aware of a number of my peers and communities where they're eliminating that overtime provision. But we reviewed it carefully and with some detailed numbers, and the potential savings compared to the total overtime expenditure were not consequential enough to change what has been a very good working relationship and providing a good incentive for employees to really go over and above in responding to our demands for overtime calls. So that's why we left it in and it has been moved forward in that manner.
Okay. I'm just going to go through quickly, and this is more to get out to the public, because the public doesn't know really what goes on at Personnel Committee meetings, et cetera, or the complexity of Act 10 or 32. Return from military service for those that have collective bargaining agreements, that's usually a provision in it, but absent passing this language for those contracts that would expire, they would lose that provision. They would lose that benefit. For promotion and transfer, there is no guarantee. Promotion or transfer language, absent a collective bargaining agreement, the employer could do what they wish to do. By passage of this tonight, the Common Council is extending promotion and transfer language. By passage of this tonight, the Common Council is extending holiday language. Absent a collective bargaining agreement, the Council does not have to put forward holidays as they have for non-reps, but has chosen, along with the Personnel Committee, to do so, because I think they do value their employees. Personal days historically have been bargainable items. Absent a collective bargaining agreement, absent the ability or the mandate for employers to bargain over that, issues such as vacation, personal days, sick leave, etc., could all go away through the collective bargaining agreement. Well, absent the collective bargaining agreement.
Correct.
And again, I'm repeating myself, but I'm doing it for a purpose, and that's to hopefully try and get this across to the employees that the Personnel Committee and actually this Common Council are trying to do whatever they can to provide a net to protect the employees. Longevity pay is something that has been historically around, but is not a given any longer.
Family and medical leave, that's state law, federal law is covering that. Leaves of absence without compensation, probably bargainable. Jury duty leave is probably bargainable, absent a contract. The way in which promotions are handled, all those things that people have become accustomed to, with the change in the state law, employers across the state of Wisconsin do not necessarily have to extend these benefits. However, I think wise employers have found that if you want to recruit and retain qualified employees with a good work ethic and good work practices, you have to treat your employees well. And I think the personnel committee should be commended for their actions and for their recommendations, and again for their courage in moving this forward, especially in a time when all of our constituents are asking us to give them a tax break. I think Alderman Olson, I could probably get your concurrence on that. So that's my speech. But I thought up until this morning that the word had been communicated and had been communicated well. I guess for some, they may not understand what my employment was. I was a labor relations expert. I handled labor negotiations. I was a grievance hearing officer. I handled disciplinary matters. And I was a director of personnel for a very, very large county. Want to make sure that we have a system in place that treats our employees well, but also need to have a quid pro quo coming back from the employees that they recognize that the world has changed. And I sit up here on behalf of, I guess, 35,000 constituents. Those are my members. That's my membership. And we are going to do what we need to do to try and take care of the city. All right. And we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Alderman Solomon.
I'd just like to thank the employees. And obviously, you've all got a very vested interest in how this whole thing transpires. We've tried to allot time for them to speak. We did so before each meeting and last night after the meeting, so they all had an opportunity to give us input. I want to thank those that are here again tonight. Some of us have had subsequent conversations with those employees, and they've acted very, very responsible, Mr. Mayor, and I'm very proud of them.
That's good. I have to say that in collective bargaining over the years, especially the last few, I totally respect the reasonableness of most of our bargaining units, and I have put that thought in the back of my head. But again, it's very important that not just the council understand, but the employees understand that the world changed, and it was done without the input of this common council. Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Taylor.
Yes. One of the issues that Mr. English had addressed in great detail, because his primary concern was about that just cause standard being changed or eliminated, and because he went into it great detail, and I think Mr. Laverta did a very good job with the other legal advisories that he received in allaying our fears that this would not be even though it's not a perfect world, but will not be a big setback in changing that wording to eliminate it from our package. And I think there's always been a strong relationship between employees and the supervisors, and hopefully this would not even be a big problem in the future and continue to maintain our good working relationship.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, I think there's no doubt that other communities may not be as fair to their employees as we are. And I can't speak for all the members of the personnel committee what their justification was for supporting this, but my guess would be that the reason why these rules are fair is because the employees have been fair to us. And I think that's exactly why we are doing what we're doing here today, where we're putting things in there as a safety net, basically. Because I think, as you see, some communities that maybe don't budget very well or are going to put their issues on the backs of their employees, I think you're going to see that. And I strongly believe that the city won't do that, and these rules kind of prove that, because you've been fair to us over the last few years, looking around you and understanding the tough economic times that are out there. That's why these rules are fair.
I do have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. I am going to belabor this one last point, and that's that the state legislature also, even though I sent up a letter on behalf of all the mayors and village presidents of Milwaukee County, they did go after and take our shared revenue, and they did go after and take our transportation aids. And while there are tools available that have been provided by the state legislature, those tools only really come into place once the collective bargaining agreements have expired. So we are trying to, I'm just putting the budget together. I worked with Mr. Patterson today. And those cuts have mattered a great deal. So I guess I've worn that out, but I really do want to get the point across that we're looking for a working relationship here, and I would hope that the employees understand that the world did change and we're trying to manage it. All right. All those in favor of the motion,
please.
Is a motion for a roll call, or there's a request for a roll call vote? Madam Clerk?
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skrons?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item.
Oh, Your Honor?
Yes.
Alderman Taylor. I would just, for the record, Alderman Skrons maybe came in and was about 7 o'clock.
Thank you. Yeah, Alderman Skrons, he was here at what time?
7:05.
7 o'clock. I would like to have an excuse.
Okay. I'll make up 5 minutes after school.
Resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a contract between the City of Franklin and Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District concerning provision of engineering services during construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer.
Moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. City Attorney.
Again, Mr. Mayor, the same provision with conditions regarding the Army Corps and the DNR permit approvals and receipts by the city is included in the redraft before the Common Council this evening. So I understand that the motion is to adopt a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a contract between the City of Franklin and the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District concerning provision of engineering services during construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer, in the form and content as presented to the Common Council at this meeting.
That's your motion?
Yes.
And perfect. Who is the second?
Alderman
Skrons. Alderman Skrons, and that was your second. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement between owner and engineer for professional services for bidding phase, construction phase, clean water fund administration assistance, and construction review for the public construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer, public sanitary sewer facility project with Rueckert and Milkey, Inc., Mr. City Attorney.
And one more time, as with the other two related items, that additional condition with regard to the Army Corps and DNR permits is included in the redraft before the Common Council. So staff and the Council recommend that Council action be the motion set forth on the action sheet in the form and content as presented to the Common Council at this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, resolution awarding contracts for lowest bidder, Black Diamond Group, in the amounts of $40,505 and $24,897.50 for the installation of final pavement surface on the South Avian Way and private roads, West of Great. This motion approved. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 8, resolution authorizing officials to execute a local/county agreement for the funding of the adjustment of manholes as part of the improvement of West College Avenue, South 27th Street to Corporate Limits.
So moved.
So there a second?
Second.
To move and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Solomon.
You see manholes mentioned here, but I don't see anything about sidewalk. Are we contemplating putting in a sidewalk there, or what's the scenario?
No, Roger.
Mr. Romeis.
Yes. This is, of course, a county project. Sidewalks are not proposed as part of this project. Rather, they will be paving a six-foot shoulder, if you will, and striped six-foot shoulder for multiple use. But no sidewalks at this time. This is a fast track.
Just this is getting to the point of stupidity. I realize it's a fast track. There are people in this area that are in wheelchairs. This is just unbelievable for our, from our friends at Milwaukee County.
I received a letter from Supervisor Borkowski. Did
you? Don't get me started.
No, I'm serious. Did you receive all of you receive a letter from Supervisor Borkowski regarding College Avenue?
I don't recall.
I don't either. Okay. We need to make a copy and get the copy of the letter to all the aldermen, because it covers this issue. As I understand it, because it is a county project, the project that had been in place was moved back to at least 2016 by Milwaukee County. I'm sorry, could be through the state and Milwaukee County funding, not getting the funding from the state. Supervisor Borkowski, I believe, is trying to get a patch job for College Avenue that may have some room for vehicles with small wheels on. And a letter was sent to me, I believe, Mayor Knightsky and Greendale. I just got it, picked it up yesterday. So I need to, I thought that all of you had received it, but we'll make sure that you get it. Alderman Taylor and then Alderman Olson.
Well, you're saying 2016, Your Honor. Here it says fast track in quotes. Is that a joke, or is it going to be in 2012? Is that when they're going to actually do this project, Ron?
The road work will be completed by Thanksgiving and restoration following that spring.
So by okay.
Yes.
And that's when that path is going, that six-foot path is going to be put in?
The paved shoulder would be installed as part of that, yes.
Well, 2016 is what, an overall whole, this is like a...
Well, maybe the simplest thing is, Ron, we were working with Milwaukee County for a number of years. We had advocated, all of us, and Greenfield and Greendale, for improvements to that road. There was some discussion as to whether that should be a two-lane road or four-lane road, whether it should have gutters, sidewalks, et cetera, et cetera. The last plan that, from Sewer Pack, I believe, called for four lanes with curb and gutter and sidewalks. And then there was some discussion as to whether that should be two lanes, et cetera, et cetera. Anyhow, I think long story short, my understanding is Milwaukee County, the state rolled back funds to the county. The county then rolled the College Avenue project back to 2016. That's
at least.
But that was the full-blown reconstruction.
Yes.
Now, how does that, how does what we have in front of us, the council have in front of us, differ from what that plan was that I just laid out, whether it be rural cross-section, sidewalks to those?
Essentially, this roadway is going to look the same with a couple of modifications, and it's recognized there are other improvements. I mean, there are other things that need to be done, but I think there was also recognition it's in extremely bad condition, and something needed to be done now, you know, and that's what they're contending. They're going to pulverize and repave it to give it a new surface and really add very little except for this six-foot paved shoulder. That's essentially all that's going to be done to get it through.
I still have
the floor. Oh, you have the floor. Yeah. Okay, Alderman Taylor.
So, Ron, is this going to be similar to, let's say, what we did on Putes Road from 27th to 35th, or from Putes Road up to Highway 100, where we just kind of resurface it, give us a little bit extended life? Is that what they're doing here?
Well,
and then 2016, they're going to come back and do a final, what's going to look like for the next 30 years? Yeah. Is that the plan?
It, essentially, again, you're not going to notice much of a difference in what's out there, except for the fact that it's going to be a new surface.
Right.
They're adding a little more than we would typically, you know, for a brief extension. You know, they're putting more asphalt down. They're adding more cost, in a sense, because of that. But that's all they're really doing is band-aiding it for a, you know,
for a period of time.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Olson.
So the rhetorical question is, when is a deal not a deal? When it's given to you by Milwaukee County and the state of Wisconsin?
Any of you.
For those of you who don't know, 76th Street is now going to be a two-lane road, not a four-lane. Not a four-lane divided, not a four-lane divided with median and turn lanes. It's going to be a two-lane road. So when is a deal not a deal? And when does a constituency get totally ignored? When they're in the city of Franklin. The state does not care, nor does the county. Period.
On that note, I did talk to Dwayne Johnson while I was up north about the road. I think I told you this yesterday. Mr. Johnson is asking for items such as the Atlantic Project, the request by GE Medical, probably an affidavit from Alderman Skransky and myself regarding walking the Milwaukee County Sports Complex with the Milwaukee Wave, their interest. And they haven't yet made up their minds, but it's very clear that the issue is coming from the state. And what I've been told, because there's still a cloud of whatever on this, is that the federal government has cut
the federal highway
to the state. So? Well, I said what you said. A deal is a deal, and, but it doesn't appear that they're just taking this approach with the city of Franklin. It appears that they're taking this approach with 1,850 municipalities.
Well, we had an agreement in 2000 for this road with federal funds already budgeted and allocated for this project.
Right.
The fact that now they decide, well, this is off the agenda, the fact that they now decide that money isn't there and skinning it up even more just smacks as unethical at a minimum. Downright irresponsible.
Alderman Taylor?
Yeah, I don't want to get off the subject, but there was a meeting between DOT and staff before Jack Bennett left, and I believe 76th Street is looking at what looks like a 60-foot road, which would allow us at some point to put four lanes
That's true.
In. So that was what they were working on before he left. But we are off the agenda. I can talk to Alderman Olson on because we represent sides of that street, which in the meantime, but there is some new information, but it's not on this topic. But I agree with everything you're saying, Alderman Olson. I completely agree that if a deal is a deal, and they're basically turning their backs on us, and there's a lot of ticked off people, a lot of wasted time and energy with no communication, this is how it's going to be. And I think we're trying to work with Senator Lozick and others, so I'll get with you after this.
As far as off the subject of city attorney in the resolution or the recommendation says resolution authorizing officials to execute a local county agreement for the funding adjustment of manholes and improvements of College Avenue. I think that part of the discussion is as to whether this is a good expenditure of dollars in lieu of all of the past discussions and negotiations. But any problems with that?
What's the question?
Well, we're bringing into discussion 76th Street, but it goes to a county road project and discussions we've had with Milwaukee County and others regarding College Avenue and the departure from this to that. And it's a credibility issue.
I got the question. Yeah.
Can we talk about 76th Street or not?
No. Well, the question as to what's on the agenda. I appreciate the relative nature of discussions of road projects between the city of Franklin and Milwaukee County historically, and concerned that the circumstances haven't arisen again, but with regard to the specificity of in terms of another road project, I think that's going beyond the subject matter of the proposed.
Cool question.
Alderman Solomon?
I like to hear the question. Normally wouldn't say that.
Alderman Solomon has called the question. I'm just looking at him. Is there a second to calling the question? Okay, there's no second. Alderman Olson.
The question I have relative to the agenda item in front of us is this an appropriate expenditure based on past history and our agreements with Milwaukee County and the Water Department? Is there an agreement in place and any requirement that we must spend this money? Or is this truly a Milwaukee County expenditure because it's their road?
Mr. Romans?
It isn't uncommon, probably most common, that on projects like this, when you run across another utility owned by another
government
agency, as the case is here, is to have them be responsible for the adjustment.
Okay, I asked that question on purpose because now we're hearing with Mayor Barrett's trolley that the individual utility ratepayers are going to have to pay to move the utilities, and it's not part of the project. So I'm wondering which side of the fence this really sits on, and is this an appropriate expenditure?
I guess my question to you, Ron, is by council taking action here, is the council, in essence, in agreement with this road project?
Well, I was thinking that, in a sense, you are by going along with that. But this has progressed pretty far. You know, this project is, plans are done. They're bidding it. There's been an informational meeting. Actually, was held here in the city hall, for residents to attend and voice their concerns. And have we indicated that we were in favor of this project prior to, doing this? This is one small increment to this project, $3,800 adjustments, but it's kind of a small portion of opposition. You could condition it, approval condition on the fact that we expect, in the near future, a fully approved project. This isn't, we're not accepting this as a long-term fix. It's just a short-term fix. So,
Alderman Solomon?
My past career, utilities and the cities didn't raise the manholes or make adjustments, they'll just blacktop right over them and you ain't going to find them. And that's not easy to do. You need a metal detector, etc. So
now we got two kids.
So it's, you might as well spend the $3,800 because they'll do it without you.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, real quick, obviously, what they're going to do is still better than what's there, even though it's not what we want. Right now, those people are walking in the road. Here, at least, they're going to have something that they can either walk on or with their wheelchairs. It's better than what's there. It's not what we want.
There'll be a better target.
Well, they may be a better target, but it's good. At least they want to be in the road. They have 6 feet where they can walk. It's not a sidewalk. That's what's necessary there. But for now, hey, we're getting whatever they want to give us, frankly.
Alderman Skrasky?
Well, not to be, let's say, envious, but I've asked for two major roads in this community. A long time, a very long time, that goes considerably through this community in two different directions. And I've got zero. That has a school on it, businesses on it, homes on it, a lot of things on it, and is more traveled than that piece of stretch of road. So I'm going to put my oar in the water and have since I've been elected in this position for 7.5 years.
Let me ask you another question.
Yes.
If we don't do this, Ron, I forgot who said it over here, but Alderman Solomon, basically our manhole covers will be covered up, so it's by going along with this, we're actually helping ourselves, right?
Oh, I think so. I don't know if they really would pay for them.
So we're not concurring, we're not agreeing to the project. We're just saying that, okay, for the manhole covers, we'll kick in.
Offer up maybe a strong statement going with this agreement, just stating that although we're agreeing to this, because of...
I'm wondering if I could ask the city attorney to fashion a motion
that would incorporate.
How pissed off we are.
Oh, wizard of the word. Well, my experience has been that you say, okay, fine, we'll do this. And then 10 years later, they come back and they say, well, you agreed to that. Now we're not going to build the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, sorry, it's just because it's been moved back to 2016 doesn't mean that a road's going to get built or sidewalks are going to go in. So.
Well, the motion would be to adopt the resolution as recommended on the action sheet and to also authorize the mayor to notify Milwaukee County by letter of the Common Council's concerns discussed at its meeting on September 20, 2011 regarding prior understandings reached with regard to road projects on county roads within the city of Franklin, with results ultimately differing from those understandings.
Is there a motion to effect?
So
rescind the original motion.
Oh, there is a motion. So sorry. Who is the maker of the motion?
Rescind
your regular motion. Okay.
Go ahead. Accept the amended motion.
Is there a motion that can be made pursuant to the statement made by the city attorney? Alderman Schmidt, you just made that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. It's always good to have lots of meetings. So. Let's see. We already did that one. So are we on nine already? Acquisition of easement rights and interest in property for location, extension, installation. City attorney.
With regard to the council action requested, and Mr. Everly is here, who has worked on this particular property subject matter through today, as well as the assistant city attorney. And what I understand is that the recommended motion in lieu of the council action requested on the council action sheet would be a motion to authorize the purchase of the subject easement rights, provided the terms are consistent with the purchase offer previously delivered, and that such terms are agreed to within a reasonable amount of time in consideration of project scheduling requirements, and in the absence of such agreement attainment, to authorize the public acquisition of the subject easement rights pursuant to the issuance of a jurisdictional offer and its subsequent process.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to licenses. Alderman Solomon. Madam Clerk.
In light of Alderman Skronsky reappearing, do you want to go back to the...
I'll make a motion to that Alderman Wilhelm is excused.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
Four ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. And that would be enough for the quorum. City attorney. Okay. And the answer to your previous question, Alderman Taylor, I'm trying to work on something with the city attorney whenever we come up with out there. Vouchers, payroll, approval.
Licenses.
Alderman Solomon, sorry.
Operator license for Jackson, approval of the letter. Operator license for Lillage, denied due to having been a look. Habitual law. Vandal approved, Ulrich approved, Wharton approved, pending a complete application. St. Martin's of Tours, temporary Class B approved. St. Martin's of Tours, temporary entertainment approved.
Alderman Solomon, I'll second that. Regarding the first one, there is education, pending the completion of education.
Correct.
As motion has been made and seconded, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to vouchers and payroll. You have before you vouchers numbers 139940 through 140103. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the payroll of September 9th, 2011, in the amount of $347,592.81. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Motion adjourned.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
They're moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.